hold on. Don't go anywhere. Another hour of the Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon by State Line Tack. We'll be back shortly.
It's 4 a.m., and he's up with a yawn. Loading the trailer, the horses are on. He's dreaming of a coffee, a lazy day in bed. But he's here at the show for the woman he wed. He thinks she's nuts, but he doesn't complain. Taking videos of her in the cold or the rain. He might film the wrong rider once or twice, but he's doing his best because he loves his wife. Hand walking or mucking, he's lending a hand. There to help when things go off plan. He's confused by these classes. These rides are a blur. But he cheers the loudest when the ribbons are hers. Carrying water and snacks with his thermos in tow, he's the unsung hero of every show. So here's to the husbands, the horse show crew. Merry Christmas to you. Oh, the things you do.
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I am Gina with the merchandising team, and it's hour 2 of the Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. Head over to statelinetack.com for all your holiday shopping.
That's right. Welcome to hour 2 of the Holiday Radiothon. We are coming back with another Horses in the Morning hour of the Horse Radio Network 6-hour live Holiday Radiothon by State Line Tack, with additional support provided by Kentucky Performance Products and Benefab. I am Glenn the Geek, and emceeing with me for the full 6 hours, my friend and host of Sleep Stories for Equestrians. If you can't sleep, you need to try that one. It's a great. But then a lot of people listening to it say they aren't falling asleep because they're listening to the story. So the Quarter Horse Podcast and the show Jumping Podcast, Ashley Winch, my right-hand person, too, at Horse Radio Network. We love Ashley. Thank you for all the work you put into Radiothon, too, making this happen. We figure it takes about 100 hours to get this together, so I'm glad I don't do the whole 100 hours anymore. I'm glad that you're helping. So we have another 5 hours of guests, over $3,300 in prizes left, multiple hosts, and you are creative listeners, obviously. Top of the hour there, you heard Colleen. We have listeners scattered all through this with their creativity and their fun. To find the schedule, prizes, and guests for all 6 hours, go to holidayradiothon.com. That's your place for everything that has all the details and everything. So you'll find that there. And of course, if people want to leave a comment, people have been doing that, haven't they? It's been so much fun reading them.
It has been. You know, I just saw someone wrote, Shannon wrote, oh, that horse husband poem was awesome. How do I get one of those? Then next year we should give away a horse husband on Radiothon. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Right? I like that idea. You're in charge of finding one to give away.
Hey, I could do that. I could get a troop out of here. Easy. Easy.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Your husband works at the base. It'll be good. Yeah, no problem. All right. And if you do want to comment, do below. If you're watching on Facebook, we recommend you go over to YouTube. It's probably easier. You'll see all the comments then that we're talking about, and you can talk to each other then. So, and somebody, Sharon, wrote, wait a minute, Colleen, I see a Hallmark movie in there somewhere in that poem. That is a good point, actually. You really should consider that. And Jamie's back joining us again, isn't she?
That's right. It's Horses in the Morning.
Yay! So we're Horses in the Morning Hour 2, and we are giving away this hour $700 in prizes from Flex and Fork to Monty Roberts to Trafalgar Square Books, Weatherbeta, and State Line Tack. And Ashley, remind everybody what our charity that we're raising money for today.
That's right. Our charity this year is Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue in Virginia. They work with the most severe of rescue cases and have helped to rehabilitate and place into loving homes over 100 horses, donkeys, and mules every year. We chatted with them in hour one if you missed it, and you can donate at ahomeforeveryhorse.com/support.
Very good. So the trivia question, the first one for this hour, Jennifer, be on alert. The first one for this hour is what? And this is researched, and if it's incorrect, write Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com.
That's right. So, because I did the research, and we all know from our trivia, you know, when we play on Horses in the Morning, that I'm always correct. So, which Christmas song is among Americans' most disliked, according to a 2020 survey.
See, I noticed you didn't say which survey, so really it could be any survey from any random place
that
you would be right at some point.
So. It was actually just me. What is the Christmas song I don't like?
Okay, so yeah, let's do that. You may not know this survey, so which is your least favorite? Put that in the comments, and it's bound to come up. So.
That's true.
I see the answer here. I'm kind of with the survey on this one, actually. It's one of my least favorite songs. It is one of my least favorite. Jamie, do you have a least favorite?
Well,
baby, it's cold outside. It's coming up a lot.
I've talked a lot about the fact that when I was a teenager, I worked at the Gap during the holiday season.
All of them are your least favorite.
And I swear to God, if I hear George Michael and Wham sing Last Christmas, baby, oh my God, I heard that every 15 minutes for 2 months. So yeah, I'm any of the songs that were played like in the 90s that are, they're all still played. Horrifying. Feliz Navidad. Oh my God. All the time in my brain. Like one, it's one of those, like I have lots of them that are just almost just take me right back to that tragic lifestyle that I had working at the Gap in the mall at 16.
I don't know who was first. Jennifer will determine who she saw first, but the answer has come up and it is Santa Baby is the answer. So yeah, that's another one. That's another one. Are you guys up for another guessing game here of Hallmark movies? So let's go with, now you're going to guess the plot of this Hallmark movie.
And like it's cutting off though. Like I don't really get to develop the plot in like the 30 seconds you give me. This is like a
because it takes you about 12 hours to develop the plot. It's like, let's go have Ashley go first on this one. That'll put pressure on Jamie to be better. So it's called, coming out December the 6th, in case you don't want to miss it. And all of the names of the stars are names I can't pronounce. So they're really big stars. Private Princess Christmas.
Oh, well, Private Princess Christmas is about a princess from the beautiful German countryside where Christmas markets abound. And she gets slotted to have to do her military service, because that's a thing in Germany. And so she goes to serve in the German army, and they call her Private Princess, reporting for duty.
And that's it? That was it? Does she meet a boy while she's there?
No, she doesn't. She becomes actually the leading officer of the infantry and ends up becoming a general and changing Germany's history.
She is an independent woman, Glenn. Yep. She doesn't need a man.
She don't
it's
need
not
no
a Hallmark man. Movie then.
I forgot. I don't watch Hallmark movies, so I forgot we needed a man in there.
We can tell. All right, Jamie. I'm sure the man's coming right now.
I mean, obviously I'm going to take another twist on it because, I mean, girl power is one thing, but the Private Princess Christmas, unfortunately, there is an elven princess living in a tree who is all by herself on the holiday. So she asks a favor of her fairy godmother to fly down and give her company for Christmas because she's an elven princess in a tree and she lives by herself. And so fairy godmother comes out and she's like, I have got the plumber for you. So she brings in a plumber to get, wait, I'm getting a... We're done. That's good. That was good.
Actually, I have to give this one to Ashley. Believe it or not, Princess Violet of Wingravia, or best known as V.
She's a fairy!
Between the two of us, I think we win.
Okay. No, wait a minute. You didn't hear the rest. That, or better known as V, adores the privileges of being a royal and none of the responsibilities. The queen decides to test her daughter's mettle and issues an ultimatum. V must pass a leadership boot camp in Colorado or lose the throne to her uncle. At boot camp, this is where you went horribly wrong, Ashley. At boot camp, V and her fellow cadets are put through the grind under uncompromising supervision of Captain Ryan Douglas. Who guess who she falls in love with?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you forgot the guy, Captain Douglas.
So, queen, fairy godmother, it's all the same. And that guy could have been a plumber. We don't know.
We don't know. It's true.
That's true. So I want to hear, and I want in the comments, y'all put, what's your favorite Christmas movie? So if you do have a favorite Christmas movie, what is it? Let's get off of Hallmark. And Ashley, do you have a favorite? That one
a
you watch every
Christmas
year.
Christmas movie? Oh,
yeah.
Golly, I always always watch Four Christmases.
Oh, yeah.
Even, with the Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen it.
It's good. It's funny.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen it. That's Jamie, fun. Do you have a favorite? The one that you had to make your foreign exchange student Anna watch?
Well, the first one we made her watch was Elf, but I would say between Elf and Klaus, those are my two favorites. It's just a thing.
We get a lot of Elves in the comments. There's a lot of Elves, but there is one. There's two now that have answered what Jennifer and I's favorite is. We watch it every Christmas Eve, and that's the Muppet Christmas Carol. We watch that every Christmas Eve. But
Christmas
I do like
Vacation,
Elf.
That's really
Home Alone.
Too.
We watch it every year. Home Alone.
Lucas loves that one.
I'm a little concerned. One of our auditors, Gwen, wrote she watches Holiday in Handcuffs every year. Gwen, that's like hour six kind of thing. That's not hour two.
You know what, Gwen? If you could just send me the link to where I can watch that, that'd be great. Thanks.
I'm going to be looking that up. Guess what your next guessing game is going to be after our guests.
How many of these people I hear typing hot frosty? Because like that is polarizing.
No, but we got a lot of diehards. We have a lot of violent listeners because there's a lot of diehards in this list. There's a lot of diehards, actually. We have one Miracle on 34th Street, which I've never seen.
Oh, it's so good. Wonderful Life. I mean, all those classics, so good.
Yeah, there's. I don't see, was it Hot Rudolph or Hot Snowman? Or
Hot.
What was it called?
The guy from Schitt's Creek who's clearly on massive amounts of Ozempic. Hot Frosty, that guy? Yeah.
I all right, accidentally we're gonna... watched that. It was awful. My husband picked it, you guys. My husband chose that movie, and I came out and I said, "You've got to be kidding me."
Your husband, the military officer, like a major ranking officer in the military, picked Hot Frosty?
Private Princess did, yes. Mm-hmm.
Please tell me he's not in charge of war gaming. That would be
bad. I'm not allowed to say that on air, Glenny.
I don't want to think that he's in charge of war gaming because the Russians win. We just give it up to him right now. All right, we're going to go to our sponsor, Stateline Tech, and then we're going to hear from some very special guests. Daniel Stewart, you know, he's the performance coach. He's been on our shows for 14 years, but we got him. We forced him to bring along his wife and Ziggy and sit down, and we had a great time talking to the two of them. There are some things that came out in this interview that, let's just say, Jamie and I would never participate in ever. So let's hear from Stateline Tech and then our guests for the hour.
Jingle all the way to savings at Stateline Tack. This holiday, our prices are dropping faster than Santa down a chimney. Wrap your horse in holiday joy with discounted blankets, find the perfect gift for your four-legged friend, and deck the stalls with savings for your barn. Saddle up and slay the season with our incredible deals on thousands of products. Your horse will thank you, and so will your wallet. Visit Stateline Tech today and let the jingle of savings ring through your barn. Tis the season to ride and save. Get 30% off any $129 order or more. Enter coupon code HRN at checkout. Please note, some products are not eligible for the additional discount due to manufacturer restrictions. These are noted in your shopping cart. That's coupon code HRN.
We are so excited in this second hour to have an old friend of Horse Radio Network to talk to us about the holidays. Daniel Stewart is a highly respected equestrian coach, renowned for his expertise in rider performance, psychology, and sports conditioning. He made his first appearance on our shows, Jamie, in 2010. And he's made dozens of appearances since then. He still hangs out with us, which is amazing. But forget all of that. Forget him. More importantly, we finally have his wife, Ziggy, on the show. Hi, Ziggy.
Hi. Wait, what about me? I'm right here. I'm right here.
I don't hear anything. Do you hear anything, Glenn?
No, I don't hear anything. Daniel, you were just a way to get your wife onto the show. That was the Ziggy, it's so nice to meet you. And Merry
nice
Christmas. You guys, look at your sweaters. They look fantastic. You are all decked out.
I love it.
This is how we roll. Look at the nose. It's how we roll over here in the Stewart household.
Now, Ziggy, you grew up not in the United States. What country did you grow up in?
In Switzerland.
And you told me earlier the French side of Switzerland.
Yeah, Geneva.
So how was it different at the holidays? What was Christmas like growing up for you?
Well, in my family, we have the tendency to eat a lot and to stay at the table a very long time. So yeah. We start at noon and we finish the first meal around 5 o'clock. Then we take a break and then we go back to the table at 7 until whatever.
Well, you're French, so it's probably about 11 o'clock when you quit eating.
Exactly.
I'm not French. It just about ruined our relationship having to sit at a table that long. I'm like, honestly, after an hour at the dinner table, do we all agree we need a nap? Yeah. I'm like, come on, give me some time, get away from this, from the table. And they just kept talking, and this wine goes with that meal. And yeah, that was just about the end of our relationship.
What exactly, Ziggy, do you talk about at the dinner table with people that you're related to for that long? Like, I mean, it end up in fights at my house.
No, it's not fight. It's, I don't know, everything, you know, like.
What wine goes with what food?
Yeah, what, a lot about food.
How to say this word in French?
What are we going to eat tomorrow?
What are we going to do with all this food tomorrow? Now that we can't eat all this food.
Oh, we eat it.
You know what they're really talking about? They're like, hey, look at Danny over in the corner. He's falling asleep. He's making mashed potatoes.
Ziggy, what's the meal at Christmas for you guys?
So my mom, she's like a really good cook. So she makes her own foie gras. It's like duck liver pate.
Yummy. Duck liver. Yummy.
I'm out. Jamie's a vegetarian. She's definitely out.
Jamie's just like, all right, she's let's turning interview now. They eat duck's liver.
Smoked salmon. What else? Like
lots of wine again.
Yeah, lots of wine. And but, then we usually do like the traditional, you know, it could be not really turkey. We don't really do turkey or ham. We more like do like a lamb rack or a filet or.
You know that fancy French Swiss food stuff?
Yeah.
When I was growing up, we would have like cans of Spam, you know. You'd have Spam for dinner, then Twinkie for dessert. It was super special.
I know that's not true. You grew up in Calgary. You did not eat Spam.
No, as Canadians, we just did turkey and ham. And as a Canadian, we just try and be like Americans, you know. So whatever you were doing, we were going to try and do. We just did it.
Don't like really cold. Do your politics like us, okay? Just if you're going to try to do anything, don't do that. Everything else is okay.
Wait, are we supposed to talk about building a wall between Canada and America? Wait, what?
I got to ask you, Daniel, were you a horse kid when you grew up or was horses later?
So good point. No, horses were a little bit later. Actually, I remember when I started to ride. I think I might have told you the story. I was 14 and I was dating a young lady named Donna, and her parents owned a 100 jumper barn. So if I wanted to hang out with Donna, I had to go to the darn barn every day after school. And I kept going to the barn. And the more I went to the barn, the more I would walk up and down the aisle rows looking left and right. And I discovered something else really important, the barn. And that was more girls. I started for the wrong reason. It's a crazy story. But
I you got stuck with me.
And then, then I made a mistake. I went scuba diving and my instructor was this Swiss French girl with blonde hair and blew my mind. And
is
now
that
we
how
have
you
two
met
kids.
Scuba diving? Yeah.
Yeah, my scuba instructor. Oh, by the way, I can't scuba dive to save my life, but I'm an advanced certified diver because she was my teacher. Okay,
I don't think I've ever met any a couple that met scuba diving. That's amazing. I like that.
Oh, so, yeah.
So what's you had two kids, Daniel, right? You have two. Yeah. Remember?
We do. We have a big boy and a little sister.
And yeah. So growing up with them, were there horses involved there or were, yeah?
Both of them did ride. Luca, our son, he rode for a minute, but he really fell in love with tennis. You know, and I remember how much I used to pay for horseshoes. And then Luca came home one day saying, hey, Papa, can I have a pair of tennis shoes? And I'm like, how much are they? He goes, $60. I'm like, done. You can have one in every color.
And you only need you only need one right now? You don't need like more in a month?
I'm like, wait a second. I think maybe if I could convince Luca to play tennis, we might be able to keep our house. This would be great. And it was funny. Emma rode for quite a bit longer and had some fun experience and success as a young rider. I remember one day I was driving her. She was taking 100 jumper lessons and I was driving her to the barn. And it was interesting. She sat beside me in the car and she was like really awkward. Like she wanted to say something to Papa, but didn't have the courage to say it. And I'm like, come on, let's get it out. Let's have some fun with this. And she's like, do you think it would be okay if I became a barrel racer? As I'm driving her to her jumping lesson. But she knew what her father did, you know, she knew what her father does. You jump or work with the jumpers or whatever. And I think that she felt that maybe I would feel a little bad if she chose another discipline. So she went in and sure had a lot of fun pole bending and doing those fun activities.
Did you pull over the car and ground her then, or did you wait till you got home?
No, I said.
Never grounded the kids.
No, that's her job.
Never.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, gotcha.
Never.
No.
They can do whatever they want.
I wish I could argue with that, but no, it's true. They never did anything wrong. Ever. So, never had to raise my voice.
Ziggy, do you have a favorite Christmas when the kids, you know, were smaller? Do you have a favorite Christmas that stands out? Something happened or
well, we used to go a lot either to Switzerland or to Canada. And we didn't stay home very much for Christmas, later. Like when they were little, we went to
grandma and grandpa's house a lot, you know, in Geneva and in Calgary. So they were able to develop a relationship with their grandparents. That was pretty fun for us.
As a kid, Jamie, it doesn't sound too bad. Either go to Calgary or Switzerland for Christmas. Yeah.
And what's funny to me is that those are two incredibly snowy places, and you both live in Florida. So what does that say?
Oh, well, you don't overthink this, Jamie. We're both incredibly cold, snowy places, and we now live in Florida.
I like the ocean.
And I like the heat.
I like the heat.
Yeah.
I love to go skiing, but because Luca lives in Salt Lake City, now we can go skiing.
Okay.
Oh, so you just visit. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we're back on the beach 3 days later. It's like Yahtzee kind of the thing now. So, yay.
It's perfect.
Do you still scuba dive?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Our daughter, when she decided, she was given the opportunity a couple years ago, keep riding in the Florida heat and dust or go scuba diving with mom. And she started scuba diving, and Emma came up with this really cool idea. Scuba diving on reefs and wrecks are really fun, but what would be really interesting would be scuba diving with sharks. So Emma is a shark diver. Okay, Jamie and Glenn, this is what they do. Emma jumps into the water, right? She goes 100 feet down, and then they start like throwing this bloody chum stuff in the water. And hundreds of sharks. And I don't exaggerate, like, right?
Yeah.
Hundreds of sharks in this
water.
They're
not in a cage?
And no cages. And big sharks, like really, not like little, those are cute sharks. Like big, like Bruce from Nemo sharks.
Why is the question, why?
They're exciting. And then they float up to about 10 feet of water where the light's really good. And then they hang out for an hour with the sharks. They're feeding, and they're just, we have a video of a shark coming between Emma's legs while another one bumps her in the back of her leg. She has a big bruise on her leg from a shark.
Okay, this is your child, Daniel. Is
I know.
What you're saying?
Like, I'm going to write a book on bad parenting. I'm pretty sure I'm an expert in the field.
Weren't we just talking moments ago before we started this interview on you standing on top of the roof to pressure wash and you were terrified and shaking?
I have a really bad fear of heights. So I thought it was a good idea, not just to go up on the roof, but to actually carry a pressure washer with me.
And you were scared, and your daughter's shark diving. So there's a disconnect.
So we know who got the courage in the family. It certainly wasn't me.
Makes Hunter jumping, or makes jumping look like silly.
Oh, forget it. Yeah. So Emma doesn't ride horses anymore. She
dies.
She rides sharks.
It wasn't scary enough, apparently.
Man.
No, I take her in a quite a nice trips.
Oh, Ziggy's she taught scuba diving all over the world, the Red Sea, Belize, Hawaii. So Emma has had the opportunity to dive in.
We went to Belize.
Aruba, Belize. Scuba diving has been really nice for Emma. She's been able to experience a lot. Luca can only play tennis, though. We can't afford two people traveling. Luca, just stay in the court, and I'll buy you a new pair of shoes. You'll be fine.
So do you find, Daniel, that what you do, you're able to kind of help divers in the way that you help equestrians?
So I think what I do helps. I believe it can help everybody. I don't really actually believe that what I do needs to be just rider focused. I guess the techniques that I teach in my clinics and seminars, they're just on how to overcome fears and how to improve confidence and courage. So I've worked with lots of different groups. I remember the Virgin Islands.
Yes.
I worked with the Virgin Islands sailing team, the boxing team. There was a soccer team there. Mm-hmm.
Because anyway, you helped me out with something, and I think of you all the time, like an unhealthy amount, and I talk about you. Not like that, sorry, Ziggy.
Stalker alert.
It's okay.
But you taught me how to, when you're in the warm up, you know, sing a song that is kind of like representative of you and your horse and kind of where you are in your journey. And I tell people that all the time. And every horse I've had has a different song. But then I was thinking, like, I wonder if you teach them to sing. Well, they're underwater; they can't sing with a respirator.
Oh,
so
you can sing.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, does lots of things underwater.
We do lobster fishing, and when Emma and me are underwater, we scream, we sing, we talk to each other, and you can totally understand everything.
Wow.
Okay, here's how the three of us lobster dive. Ziggy goes down. It's horrible. Poor lobsters, first of all, but that's okay. There's a good ending here. So this is what happens. The two of them go down. I'm with them too, but I'm like way behind. We go down, Ziggy finds a lobster in a hole, and then Emma goes to the back of the hole with the net over the back of the hole. Ziggy takes this little tickle stick and pushes the little like lobster, and he runs out of the back of the hole into Emma's net, right? So Emma got, and then she passes the net to me, and then I let the lobster go. I'm like, there's four lobsters, dude. He's minding his own business. You poke him in the face, he jumps in a net, he gets scared. It's time for him to live. He just be free.
And he thanks Daniel forever. For the rest of his life, he's just like you, Jamie. That lobster's thinking of Daniel every day.
Yeah.
Just remember,
good cop.
And on that note, we have run out of time. You guys have been so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us for Radiothon. We really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, to the whole family. And Daniel, you know what? I think we've just started this. You've been coming on our shows for 14 years. Let's do another 14.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
These holiday voicemails are brought to you by all of us at Kentucky Performance Products. Happy holidays, Horse World!
Jolly podcaster Glenn, lend your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm gonna say. Radiothon is coming soon. Now, podcaster Glenn, whisper what will happen. Tell me if you can. When we're at hour two with guests and fun galore, out will come the prizes, more and more and more. Mary wants Mustangs to train, Karen a 100-mile ride, and Reese wants a Hanoverian with a grand huge stride. Jamie wants a covered arena, Jen a gated horse. But whatever prize I win is fine with me, of course. Happy holidays, everyone, from Sharon, Ed, Iggy, Judy, Moose, Jasmine Morningstar, and the rest.
Ode to Glenn and Jamie on Horses in the Morning. They brighten the day, with Glenn the Geek leading in his quirky way. From horsey disasters to tips quite sublime, he'll make you laugh and lose track of time. Jamie Jennings, the queen of horse sense, wrangling her chaos with wit so immense. Her tales of the barn and adventures with flair make us all wish we could be over there. Glenn's always scheming with gadgets and dreams, like tech for your saddle, or so it seems. Jamie's quick quips and her training finesse make every episode pure horsey success. When Glenn cracks a pun, that Jamie might groan, it's podcasting gold, a style all their own. With sponsors and jingles and stories to share, they've roped us all in. We'll always be there. So here's to the duo we love oh so much with horsey humor and that special touch. Glenn and Jamie, our morning delight, you gallop through podcasts and make our days bright.
I wander as I wander out under the sky, in search of my pony to go for a ride. He's in the far corner down by the lakeside. I hope I can catch him in time for the ride. When I find my pony down by the lake shore, he's dripping and covered in muddy water. I trudge to the wash rack to give him a bath. We've missed another lesson. We're in the wash rack.
The ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future were sitting around a Yule log as they prepared for the 2024 Christmas season. The ghost of Christmas present said, "Look at the hosts of Horses in the Morning. Jamie, Glenn, and Ashley are having a splendid time kicking off the 2024 Radiothon. This should be a great 6 hours." Then the ghost of Christmas past said, "But keep watching Ashley. She will probably catch up on last year's drinking since she has had the baby." The ghost of Christmas present said, "Yeah, I'll take the alcohol on that bet." The ghost of Christmas future chimes in with, "Stay tuned. That will be fun to watch on the live feed." The ghost of Christmas past says, "And don't forget Glenn. He drinks Prosecco for the entire radiothon plus the alcoholic recipe. It's amazing that he can stay lucid the entire time." The ghost of Christmas present said, "I can see the alcohol from here." The ghost of Christmas past jumps back in with, "Glenn has done a wonderful job over the years creating the entire genre of horse podcasts. And don't forget, it was Glenn who had the foresight to hire Jamie. The others nod in agreement." The ghost of Christmas future said, "Glenn had better buckle up because 2025 will be a doozy. Jen finds her perfect gated horse, then another, and still another. She can't make up her mind, so all three came home to Over 2 Acres Farm." The ghost of Christmas future said, "Well, I have good news and bad news for Jamie. She and Chad will continue to have a great marriage. Queen Megan will send her a letter praising her training efforts. Chad still plays golf when he isn't flying around in the plane he built. Lucas is a fighter pilot, and Barrett runs his own chemical company. Anna is a brilliant mathematician teaching at the University of Munich and supplements her income with her gambling addiction." At the end, they all toast Glenn, Jamie, and all the Horse Radio Network hosts for many years of pioneering work and continued success for many years to come. Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Megan Mitchell in North Carolina, and happy holiday radiothon. I'm going to sing a song, and I can't sing, so please be kind. Here we go. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer developed a very bad vice. He wouldn't let poor Santa hook him to the sleigh at night. With Christmas fast approaching, Santa was at a loss. He needed a miracle to save Christmas. What was he going to do? An elf then came to Santa, said he listens to HIT. He said, "Fly Over Farms, Jamie Jennings, certified Monty Roberts instructor, could fix Rudolph, and all would be right in the world again." Jamie and Farm Boy worked tirelessly all through the night and day, but they couldn't get that dang reindeer hooked to the gosh darn sleigh. Then one cold and windy night, Jamie came to say, "Has anyone checked the batteries in Rudolph's bright red nose?" Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, happily hooked to the sleigh, he felt safe knowing Santa could see the way. Jamie Jennings was a true hero, for she saved Christmas Day.
Last Christmas, you gave me a horse, but the very next day, she ran away. This year, to save me from tears, I'm asking for briar horses. Last Christmas, you gave me a horse, but the very next day, she ran away. This year, to save me from tears, I'm asking for briar horses. Once bitten, twice kicked, I keep my distance, but you'll still catch my eye. Tell me, pony, do you recognize me? Well, your mean horse doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas, I hope I like my next horse. He'll be a gelding, duh, I mean, of course. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you came home now, I know I'd love you again. Last Christmas, you gave me a horse, but the very next day, she ran away. This year, to save me from tears, I'm asking for briar horses.
Merry Christmas from Gwen, Sam, Banjo, Dixie, and Sausage.
Are you concerned your performance horse or older senior might lose weight this winter? Is your horse maxed out on grain and eating all the hay you give him and still on the skinny side? Get Equijoule High Fat Supplement. 1 pound provides 2,000 kcals of easy-to-digest energy, and it doesn't cause excitability. To learn more, visit kppusa.com today.
Well, they were absolutely fantastic. Loved those poems and the songs and everything. Was that you, Ashley, the last song?
No.
It was so, wasn't it?
No.
It no?
sounded like her.
It sounded like you. It did sound like you. So do you have a very special guest for us, Jamie? By the way, those that included us in the songs and poems and hit them, we really do appreciate. All right, who's coming?
Several special guests. I have that one. I have Chad. And then please welcome the very famous Farm Boy.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring Farm Boy on for sure. We have to talk to Farm Boy. Hey there, how are you? Come in close to the mic.
How's it going?
Good, Merry Christmas. You're still hanging around with that woman?
I am.
You haven't quit yet? I talked to you about this years ago when I was there.
You did. She's tried to run me off a few times. She keeps me around.
You're in grad school now, right?
Yep, finishing up school this May.
And you'll be a master of what?
I'm getting my MBA. So you'll be in business.
Business? Okay. But you're in the petroleum industry, right?
That is also true.
So yeah?
A little bit of everything.
Well, that's... And so are you going to leave her then? You're finally going to ditch her and head off to somewhere unknown?
I'll need to leave for a little bit to go be in the real world and work the beginning of my career, but... Hopefully I'll be back sooner.
Oh, that'll last 2 weeks. You'll get sick of working and come back and hang out with Jamie. Yeah. Well, you've been a big help to her over the years, for sure, with all of those horses that were a little bit difficult at times. And I know we've heard a lot about it on the show. So thank you for being an integral part of our show. We really appreciate
it. Always happy to support.
Yeah. At what point did you find out you were Farm Boy and you didn't even have a name?
I don't even remember. It was probably at least a few months in, which I'm sure was a few months after.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Well, Merry Christmas, Farm Boy. Barrett really does have a name. His name is Barrett. So Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate it. And then we got Lucas in there. And we have Chad in there, too. We have pilots and sons in there. Got to say hi to Chad. Let's say hi to... Hey, guys. Hey, you, get a little closer to the mic, Chad, so we can hear you.
You don't need to hear me, but nice fireplace. The sweater's off the charts. You're looking great.
I know. I am set up here. It's really nice down here in Sarasota. It's lovely. Well, Merry Christmas to you guys. We're so glad that you let your wife still come out and do weird things with us every year.
It gets a little weird all the time. I like your
It does get a little weirder all the time. And Lucas, you were a big hit on the post show the other day, eating snacks with us. So, yeah. So thank you for that. All right, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, right.
Sorry, Glenn. The person who was singing "That's Not Me" was Auditor Gwen.
Oh, was it?
That's right.
Yes.
It was Glenn. I did hear.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. You two sound exactly alike while singing.
Oh, that's a you very really big do. Compliment. And we're actually going to start a band. We were going to soft launch it in hour six. Hopefully by then we'll have a song, but we'll get back to you.
Okay. So we heard about from one of our listeners right before we went into the songs and things and the interview. By the way, the interview was so much fun, and scuba diving is not something I will ever do. However, I heard from somebody's mother that somebody's husband was required to scuba dive before they got married. Am I right, Ashley?
That's 100% right, Glennie. I'm a Florida girl through and through, and my mom got me scuba certified when I was 15. And once I couldn't get rid of Zach, she was like, well, if he's going to hang around, he needs to be scuba certified because, like, he needs to come to the Keys with us. He needs to drive the boat so we can drink and dive and he can be the responsible one. So it's really more beneficial for us that he gets scuba certified.
Mm-hmm. I would have been out though. I'm like, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'll get to find the next one.
I'm still stuck on drinking and diving.
Oh, just a little, like a beer. And we're also, it's the Keys. We're not going deep. Like it's okay. It's okay.
We're not going deep now. We're only going 50 feet down, not 100. What are you talking about?
30 feet. It's cool.
All right. The movie Holiday in Handcuffs was mentioned before the break. And I think the next movie on the list of movies to guess the plot of is Holiday in Handcuffs. By the way, this movie came out in 2006, so it probably wasn't even a Hallmark movie when it came out.
It was a major blockbuster release, I'm sure.
Geez.
Mario Lopez is in it, and Melissa Joan Hart is in it.
I mean, two of the finest actors of our time.
It's true. It's true.
All right, so who wants to start? Jamie, you start this one. A Holiday in Handcuffs. What's the plot?
So I did so poor on my last one that I decided to – you texted that you were going to make me do this. So I actually wrote a little blurb. And I'm pretty sure this is exactly accurate. Holiday in Handcuffs. It's a story about a struggling employee on a Christmas tree farm, and she can't seem to get enough money to pay her cell phone bill because the farm is obviously struggling. So she actually broke into the local diner and to steal money. Then she unfortunately, got arrested. And of course, who arrested her but the handsome local cop from the small town she's in. And they knew each other. They went to high school together, but she had never seen him like that, so powerful. And he put handcuffs on her, and in the ride she has her hands behind all the way to the police station. They fell in love, Glenn.
Did he bail her out?
Well, I mean, you got to watch it to find out. I'm not gonna spoil it. See, you were so enraptured, you were like, please tell me what happens.
It might be better than the real one. All right, Ashley.
So main character Annie gets caught shoplifting on Christmas Eve. In the shoplifter tank in the mall, there's this hot, mysterious young man who is also caught shoplifting in handcuffs, side by side. They devise a way to take over the mall and give away all the gifts to all the boys and girls for free to stick it to large corporations. The end.
Okay, the last line was the best line of the day so far. Jamie's even giving you that one.
That was great. Between you actually like laughing and actually wanting to know what happens in these real movies that Ashley and I are making up, I think we're winners, but that last one.
Would-be painter Gertrude Trudy Chandler loses her waitress job and boyfriend Nick on Christmas Eve all at the same night.
Where'd he go?
So her only shot to avoid feeling like her family's black sheep is to replace the ideal son-in-law with an even hunkier dream prince, David Martin, by kidnapping him at gunpoint and dragging him to her family's holiday in secluded, luxurious log cabin.
By gunpoint?
What?
Yes. 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 That's right. Crazy lies prevent David from convincing the Chandler family that he's not Nick and from escaping. That does sound like a nightmare, to be honest.
It's a hostage situation.
That's it.
And they like fall in love? What's that when you fall in love with your captor? Like, that's a...
Okay, oh, there's more. I had to hit the more button. Good. Before the police rescue him, he and his family realize they adore each other. And the others all prove imperfect. And David and Trudy reassess their relationship after getting to know each other and live happily ever after.
You know, this
Christmas tree farm in Oklahoma.
Stockholm syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Now, that begs the question of like when, you know, we ask Daniel how he met his wife and they were on a boat and they were like, how did you meet? Well, it's a funny story. She kidnapped me at gunpoint and made
LOL.
LOL.
All right. Do we now need to go to our next trivia question, which I'm trying to find. Okay. So, Ashley.
Yes, this is a tough one. Glenn has talked numerous times about his first pony he bought at New Holland Sales Stables. This pony
for $90, by the way, $90.
Inflation.
You can't answer.
That's at least like $400. Yeah. This pony lived well into her 40s and taught Glenn to drive. What was her name?
Oh my God! Somebody got it already. There is no delay on YouTube, by the way. There is no delay on YouTube. That is correct. Somebody got it already. Oh,
they're all coming in now.
I haven't talked about this horse in how many years, Jamie?
I mean...
A long time.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a long time. That's a pretty impressive recall right there.
That was the fastest answer yet. So crazy that was the answer so quickly. So we're going to go into our next round of prizes. And who sponsors these, Ashley?
This year's prize giveaways are proudly sponsored by Benefab. Do you have a horse that struggles with stiffness? Backed by clinical research, your satisfaction is guaranteed with Benefab. Visit BenefabProducts.com today for an exclusive listener discount of 10% with coupon code HRN at checkout. Discount is valid through midnight on December the 8th. First up today is a product.
Hold on. Oh. We have a very special guest that's going to pick the winners.
That's right.
We have Jenny, our producer. She's joining us to pick the winners.
So excited.
Thank you, Jemmy, for joining us. We really appreciate it that you're joining us today to help us pick. So we have numbers between 1 and 548.
Okay, well, okay? Should we talk about the first prize? Yeah.
We are, but I needed to give you that reference so you can start thinking about it first, because some reason it takes people forever to pick a number.
The 15 times you had to tell Wendy, I remember.
Yes. Look, everybody's saying hi. They miss you. They haven't seen you in a long time. So what's your, before we get to the prizes, what's your favorite holiday movie?
Oh my gosh. I was trying to think about this before, and I think I'm going to pick one that probably isn't on anybody's radar, but it's Little Women. There's the adaptation they did with Winona Ryder and was it Reese Witherspoon? Not Reese Witherspoon. I forget the girl's name from Bring It On. Kirsten Dunst, that's it. But I had Claire Danes, and it's such a phenomenal adaptation. It's so super Christmassy, and it just gets me in the mood, and I love it.
Oh,
Well, there you go. That was
a good one.
That was a unique one. We haven't had that one
I
before.
I told you.
All right, Ashley, what is the first prize?
All right, we are giving away two of the Equity Flex and Forks. Enjoy efficient cleaning of horse stalls and paddocks using the highest quality stable forks money can buy. No other muck rake feels so good or lasts as long. We're still using them after 14 years, we being Glenn and Jed. Available online at manurefork.com.
Very good. So we need to pick a number there, Jimmy.
Let's do number 17.
17 is all the way at the top of the list. And 17, the winner is Allie Henninger. So congratulations to Allie. She gets one of the Flex and Forks. And then I'm going to need another winner.
These are good. Ooh, okay. You're going to hate me, but not so much. 243.
Oh, you guys do this to me every single week. Every week you do this to me.
Not too bad.
243 is Joanne Baum, and Ooh. I don't know where she's from. So congratulations to Joanne. The Flex and Fork, I still use my Flex and Fork. It's 14 years old. The tines have never broken. I used it yesterday before I left because, yes, I still clean the paddocks. I still help out. Yes, I do. Just getting some brownie points as a horse husband there. So
it's your horse. You should clean up after it. Why are you getting brownie points for actually doing
Where is Jamie's problem? Mute button? We need our mute button on Jamie. Jamie, sorry, what's the next prize?
Wow, thank you. Okay, the next prize is fantastic also. A dually halter and a one-year subscription to Monty's Online University worth $182. The prizes include a dually halter designed with the adjustable double noseband, left and right side training rings for horse training, and Monty's natural horsemanship leadership join-up way. It has 3 points. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. It has 3 points of adjust. I usually do glasses when I'm not on camera. Where was I? It has 3 points of adjustment, making halter sizing precise, available in 5 sizes, and a one-year subscription to Monty Roberts Online University. The Monty Roberts Online University has over 700 quick and easy training instructional videos, lesson notes, supportive learning tools, and it's growing with a new lesson every week. Watch when you want, how you want, because the uni is mobile-friendly. It's at MontyRoberts.com, and you also will see plenty of videos of Monty yelling at me and Farm Boy. He's in
I was
too.
Just going to say, you're in a lot of those videos, right? On the university.
Am, but it was before I was certified. I was terrible, and it's just a good way of what not to do. So, but then Farm Boy's in there too, and Monty loves him, so it's fine.
Okay, fine. Very good. All right, Jemmy, let's pick a winner for the dually halter and Monty's Online University.
All right, gonna get you swirling again. 73.
You can tell this is real and it's not made up because Carmel Dunlap from Pennsylvania. Yay, I love that. So that's the Monty Roberts package. What's up next?
Next time you make me read.
I can read the next one. We're okay.
Next up from Trafalgar Square Books is Dear Readers and Writers, a biography, the beloved books, faithful fans, and hidden private life of Marguerite Henry. The untold story of the favorite children's book author, featuring original artwork by Wesley Dennis from some of Henry's best-known books, as well as 100 personal photographs, letters, and artifacts. Find Dear Readers and Writers, a biography at trafalgarbooks.com.
Very good. All right, let's pick a winner.
Sorry, not sorry. 509.
Last time I asked you to do this. A 509 is Stephanie Paraboom. Stephanie from Minnesota. So that's great. Won the book.
All right.
All right. Do you want to read the next one or do you want me to do it for you, Jamie?
I got it.
Okay.
A Weatherbeater Comfortech Essential Combo Neck Medium Weight. Oh my God, it's my favorite blanket. $160 and a strong classic style at a great price. The Weatherbeater Comfortech Essential Combo Neck Medium features a strong and durable 1200 denier ripstop outer shell with a guard tech coating that is waterproof and breathable with 220 grams of warm polyfill. The 210 denier strong and durable lining is smooth, providing less friction and rubbing of the coat while enhancing shine. Traditional side gussets for natural movement, twin low cross surcingles, twin adjustable buckle front closure. Find the Weatherbeater Comfortech Essential Combo Neck Medium weight at weatherbeater.com. This is great because if it rains, your horse's water doesn't go down your horse's chest. It covers the neck and there's no seam there. It's the best blanket. So somebody's real lucky.
It is. This is a really good prize for thank you to Weather Beater for that. What and who's going to win that, Jemmy?
420.
420. Number 420 is Nicole Blinko. Blinko from Flagstaff, Arizona. So congratulations to Nicole.
As a person in Arizona that needs a blanket because it's cold in Flagstaff.
But oh, is it? I was just going to say she won it in Arizona. She's not going to need it. But if Flagstaff is cold?
Flagstaff is cold. It's way high. But I would like to say also to a reminder to everybody listening that when Glenn mispronounces your name, it is a badge of honor because he misspelled Jemmy's and mine on the show notes.
On the show notes.
Like he gave, there's four different spellings of our name. I don't know.
For years.
Yeah, it's an honor. It's an honor.
Ashley, remind me before the next radiothon to learn how to mute her when we're doing the show.
Ashley, remind me to tell you before the next radiothon to remind Glenn how to spell our names.
Write that down. Here's
Jamie, I mean, it's only been so 14 years. I need 16 to get it right. I need two more. All right.
Five letters. You can do it.
The last prize is a State Line Tech gift certificate worth $50. And thanks to our title sponsor, State Line Tech, for their continued support and for giving away so much money on our shows over the years. I mean, a ton. So who is winning this, Jemmy?
Let's give it to lucky number 548. Let's claim it.
We're not going to talk about the fact that Jemmy's name is spelled J-A-I-M-E and it's pronounced Jemmy. So we're not going to talk about that at all.
It's not my fault you're confused after all this time.
548? Is that what you said?
Yes, it is.
Okay. 548 is Vicky Rucker. You picked the last one on the list from Tennessee. Congratulations to Vicky for the State Line Tech gift certificate worth $50. And thank you, Jemmy. Despite
You're
you picking
welcome.
On me for stopping by and helping out.
And, pick on Glenn. Pick on Glenn.
And also, Glenn. Everybody clap for Jemmy because she helped us put all those video packages together. So, and the voicemail ones with all the pictures, all those thousands of pictures, she had to put
and
all
I'll
that together.
You, so I had to do a double check on that one song that with from the auditor, Glennie, because I thought it was Ashley, too. So you guys do sound a lot alike when you sing.
You do. You do.
Gwen wrote in the comments that she's game for starting a band. So HRN.
Call yourself Mary and Brights. Hey, ooh, look at that.
Or like the Crazy Horse Girls if we want to be more rock and roll. We got to figure it out.
Jamie, I know that you have to run. Thank you, Jemmy. Jamie, I know that you have to run. You have horse things to do it there at the farm. So thank you for joining us on another radiothon. This is also her seventh radiothon. So we really appreciate you being part of it. And thank the whole crew for joining us. And Anna is adorable and her parents. I really appreciated them joining us also.
It was really fun. This has been a blast. 2 hours just flew by. I can't believe it's been two.
All right. Well, we don't have horses in the morning on Monday because I'm heavily heading home tomorrow. So we'll see you all on Wednesday. So thank you. Thank you, Jamie. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye, Ash.
Bye.
So we do have a lot of fun stuff coming up in the next hour. We have the Retired Racehorse Hour is going to join us next. We have a whole bunch of fun things planned for the rest of the day as well. So I wanted to review that a little bit. We have a minute or two before we start the next hour. We have trivia coming up with returning guests from last year in Trivia Hour, and it was a blast. We had Dr. Siemens and Pam Stone, the comedian, with us. We had two comedians with us, let's be honest. He's a veterinarian, but he's a comedian. So they joined us for that hour. We have something else very special in hour four, which is the trivia hour, and that's also the hour of hope. And I had a chance to sit down with two of our listeners who have had cancer and have overcome and battled it and are still here today. So that's three of us that were in that interview. And we did that because last year we honored some people we lost, some hosts and things that we lost because of cancer. So in that hour, we wanted to honor the ones that are still here and let you all know that when you hear those three words, you have cancer, it's not a death sentence. We're all still here and we're all still battling. Is it easy? No. But you know what? It's worth the fight. So that we wanted to really bring that out. And then in the final hour, we have a whole bunch of hosts stopping by. I think there's four of them or five of them. And you wrote a story that they're all going to do. And then to end the show today at the very end, you all have to hang around because I had AI write the closing story and I had them include a bunch of the hosts from the Horse Radio Network and it was Gemini I used. And Gemini AI was scarily accurate on all of the hosts to the point where I was like, wow, this was supposed to be funny and it's scarily accurate. So we're going to do that at the end of the show too. So we have a lot planned for you. Stay tuned for hour three of the Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon as Retired Racehorse Radio is up next. We have Kristen and Joy joining us. Delightful, and with a delightful guest too. Don't forget the audio version of the Radiothon will be available tomorrow on Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network All Shows feed as well, podcast feed, and also the auditor feeds. So there's no need to miss a minute. If you miss some of the live, you can always go back and listen to the audio or just come back to YouTube and finish it there. So thank you all. And for this hour, and we're going to, Jemmy, we're now going to head into hour three.